But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, either of each other have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And it talks about what we call the rapture and the revelation, the translation of saints, and the resurrection of saints and all that. Anyway, we're not to be ignorant about the Lord's coming. Amen, preacher. So I'll put those three together, because that's kind of what Paul talked about God's plan for Israel, spiritual gifts, and about the Lord's coming. It's amazing, those three things, a lot of God's people have those same three subjects just messed up on them. They've gone wrong on them. I believe that Jesus could come at any moment. Amen, preacher. A lot of preachers believe that he's going to come in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation or won't even have, different thoughts about the coming of the Lord. And that's why Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning this. It's interesting, but let's move on. Sadly, so many believers, preachers, Christians are ignorant on these exact same points. And Paul said, don't be ignorant on these things. And he taught us. Now, verse number two. You knew that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Again, the church at Corinth was comprised mainly of these Gentile believers. They were saved, and Paul reminded these believers of their past pagan idolatry, worshiping dumb idols. Now, the word dumb here means they're voiceless and without speech. We would use the word sometime today, well, he's just plain dumb, you know. And well, that's not what that word means, even though we could use that word, them dumb idols, you know, in that sense of a vernacular. But the word dumb here literally means these idols that they were building for themselves, they couldn't speak. They were voiceless. Aren't you glad we have a God who speaks to us? And that's what he said. Before, you were pagans and you didn't know the true and living God, and you were carried away with these dumb, these voiceless, these speechless idols. And I don't have time to, well, let me give you one passage of scripture. In Psalm 115, we read these words. Psalm 115, beginning in verse number 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols, talking about the heathen, these Gentiles that Paul was talking about, are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They made them themselves. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak as through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. In other words, he's talking about these gods. And the psalmist is talking about their hands. They can't touch. Aren't you glad we have a healing? All this is a great passage of scripture to compare to our God sees us. Our God sees, our God hears, our God feels, our God speaks. Where those dumb idols can't do that. And Isaiah, let me give you one more. Isaiah 46, verses 1 through 7. Read these. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden, and they are burdened to weary beast. Talking about loading these idols on top of the beast. Obviously, some of these, they were very heavy. They stoop and they bow down together. They couldn't deliver the burden, but they themselves are going into captivity. Verse number 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me. God carries us. Isn't that neat? Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So what's about the burdens? Your burdens are, I ought to quote that whole thing, they're meek. Come unto me, all ye heavy laden. I've lost it. Weak and heavy laden, I'll give you. My burdens are light. My yoke is easy, my burdens are light. It's interesting. These burdens are so heavy, even those beasts couldn't carry them. God said, I can carry it. I like that. Verse number 4. That's why I like this. Even to your old age, I am he. Even to your hoar hairs, I'll carry you. I'm getting inundated. Every day I'm getting stuff in the mail about Medicare because I'm turning 65 this year. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I'm getting phone calls. I don't even answer these calls. If a name doesn't come on my phone, I don't answer it because I'm getting all kinds of calls. We share a Medicare plan or whatever it is, and I just quit answering the phone. Anyway, God takes care of us. He's the great caregiver. But anyway, I am going to get Medicare. If not, I found out that they give it to you, and you got to pay a penalty. That's a whole nother system. I got to get some Medicare. Anyway, I got till 3 months before my birthday, I think it is. Will I carry you? I have made, and I will bear, and I will bear you. Even I will carry you and deliver you. To who will you liken unto me, and make me equal, and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of their bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and they make it into God, and they fall down, yea, they worship it. They bear him upon his shoulder, they carry him, they set him in place, and he standeth, and from his place he shall not remove, and one shall cry unto him, and yet he cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. And I love this other part. I had another scripture. Another part says he falls over and you got to stand him back up. How would you like a God, an idol, that he falls over and you got, well, let me help you out. Stand him back up and all. And Paul is reminding the church at Corinth, those Gentiles, you once were carried away by these dumb idols. And he uses that word, even as you were led. Now, who led them? As they were unbelievers, I believe demonic spirits and all. Matter of fact, there's not enough talk in pulpits about demonic spirits. It's real. Now let me say this. Believers cannot be possessed by demons, okay? Fallen angel, whatever you want to call them. Demons. They cannot be possessed because the Holy Ghost of God dwells within us. There's a whole nother teaching there. But you can be oppressed. What do you mean? Paul gave the example about the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him. The word buffet means to beat up on. Lest I be exalted above all measure. Remember, Paul talked about, I asked the Lord 3 times to remove this. And again, the context is, Paul was not talking about his eyesight. A lot of people, well, Paul's eyesight or whatever. Paul made it so clear. Lord, 3 times I've asked you to remove this, my thorn in the flesh. What was the thorn in the flesh? A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Remember, Paul went to the third heaven. And he saw things, Paul said, that was not lawful for me to utter, to speak of. So God allowed this messenger of Satan, demon, whatever you want to call it, the Bible says a messenger of Satan, to work Paul over a little bit, to keep him in a... Now, let me say this. Paul didn't walk around depressed all the time. He did not have to take Prozac or whatever they give for depression. I don't know what they give folk. I ain't there yet. Matter of fact, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I need to wind down sometimes. So you know what I'm saying. But it kept Paul on a level keel so he wouldn't be, boy, are you following? Paul had a level head, and that was part of it. So demons, you cannot, as a believer, cannot be demon-possessed, but they can oppress you.